so I don't have to sit there and listen to it. You know what I'm saying? And so I don't want to wonder if you guys are going to give an alcohol license where they sell alcohol there. Is parties going to be given out? But I also worry about the road. The road is way too narrow. There's, in fact, if you look at the one big oak tree, you'll still see parts laying underneath the tree from cars. They run right into it, and the oak tree didn't seem to bother it. Took it on pretty good. But I think that road should be as wide as T if you're going to put it in there, with fog lines and a center line. People come around there. They've come around on my side of the road. They think they're on a single-lane road. And they almost run right into me. And I've seen where three cars have crashed already, one into the one man's gates, one into the big tree. And it had. And one time I seen a woman coming down, just a trash truck coming down the road. She got nervous because it looked big. She went off the road. She was, her wheels were driving through this, off the pavement, through the side there. So I think if you're going to do that, in, right there where you come onto Sunset Inn Road, it's really narrow there. That needs to be wide as T if you're going to bring them in there. You know, that road needs to be, and that really needs a stop sign coming from the south, the north, going to the south, and the other way, because if somebody crests that hill and there's a big RV pulling out there, you're going to have RV and car all over the place there. Because they're not going to be able to pull out fast enough. Because that's a, because they're coming over that crest, and by the time they see them running at that speed, it's going to be bad. So I think the commission ought to look at this and then see if they're going to put, all these things into effect. I mean, I just was kind of wondering, we'd never heard about this before. Because I called before about this road. And, you know, I just think we should think about this pretty good before they get it. But I said, like I said, it looked like it was in the planning before this, and we never heard anything about it till now. And some of the people never heard about it because they all live along the road. So I think everybody along that road should have known that this was going to happen. Because that road needs to be... Because you have 40-footers coming down there, and then you're going to be, not every once in a while, not every couple of years, but every maybe 10 days or 5 days. These things are going to be a big traffic area now. It has a lot of people going down to the marriage center and to the other place. They go down there for weddings, and we got enough traffic now. This place is going to get worse. We moved out there because, like the other people, we thought, hey, you know, this could be out in the countryside. It's going to be quiet. It's okay. I didn't know we was moving back into a residential, and the zoning, is there going to be listed as a zoning area? Is this going to be, is it going to be like, used to be probably agricultural. Now is it going to be, are they going to be paying taxes on commercial land? Is this going to be that way? Is it going to be up, moved up to where they pay commercial prices or for something like that? I'd like to know what's going on. So I just think that the committee needs to do that, and that road is going to be a caution, you know? It's dangerous, so I just wanted to say that, and I just hope that the place doesn't get bigger and bigger, because I've seen that happen. Once they've got their foot in the door, that baby will grow, you know? And let's see. What else did I put in here? Yeah, I think we need the center lines and stuff, because people want to use that road as a single-lane road. They have no idea going around those roads. They come around on your side. If you drive down there a few times, you'll see it. Well, anyway, I'd like to thank the commissioners for letting me talk and having my say, and I certainly appreciate it if you gentlemen look into this and help us out the best you can. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, you taking notes to respond to the questions that are coming up?
Sure. Hello, my name is Christy Berry. I got a notification in the mail. I live just right across that road. It's 150 Lookout Ridge. So I can see that property from my house. We moved there a couple of years ago out of the city, of Branson City. We lived there 9 years. So we got to see all what happens with RVers and how they drive and everything. They would end up down our dead-end road multiple times where they would get stuck and they would have to back their way. They would take like the longest time. But I'm going to read the rest of this that my husband sent. I'm going to read it so I don't forget anything. Let's see. We are against an RV glamping park going across the road from us, of course. Sunset Inn Road has way too much traffic as it is. It is not set up to handle that kind of traffic. It is too narrow, way too much activity with families walking, kids riding their bicycles, enjoying our neighborhood, and such to add a bunch of RV traffic. The activities from businesses already located on Sunset Inn Road add a lot of traffic as it is. Those places seem to be very well ran and organized, but they produce more than enough extra traffic through there now. We moved out of the heart of Branson to get away from the RV parks, the tourism, and all the noises, all this thing that city life creates. We moved away from that to not have this end up right next in our backyard, basically. We have dealt with all the traffic issues from RV parks and tourists for several years, and it is not a good thing. Branson is set up better for this kind of traffic with wider roads, police support, but it was still, we have seen lots of people lost, making wrong turns, getting large RV stuck right in the streets and cul-de-sacs. So, I mean, and even in cities, it can be a problem. But anyway, he puts, my husband, he drives a truck and a trailer sometimes through there. We regularly have to pull over and stop because the road is too tight for passing traffic. My trailer is not half the size of most RVs on the road today. We are also concerned with the possibilities of too much alcohol, loud parties happening there. We are not sure how that will be policed or if it can be properly policed. There is no regular law or enforcement patrols through there at all now. We are also concerned that it will be a big eyesore for us to look at. One of the reasons we moved out there was the beautiful views, and we don't want to have to look at a bunch of RVs or whatever. So that's what we have to say.
All right. Thank you.
So thank you.
Next.
Hi, my name is John Jensen. I own the property immediately east of the proposed development. Thank you, first of all, for your service to the community. I know that's something that it takes time for you. And nice to meet your neighbor. Look forward to talking. I did not receive a public notice. I understand I was on a list. I don't know why I didn't receive a notice, so I was surprised to hear this weekend that this development was going on. There's been construction going on for months. I had no idea that this was part of it. I am a fan of personal property rights, and I respect that, the desire of our neighbor to pursue rightful income. Many of the things that I had on my list have already been mentioned, but I'll just highlight a few specific things. My biggest concern is that this would turn into some year-round trailer park and impact property values. I can tell you personally I've invested over $1 million in the property next to this, so I have no interest in that going down. I'm assuming you don't want lost in tax revenue associated with that either. So I would like to see some restrictions on how long people can stay. And assuming if it's year-round, then they would comply with subdivision rules. I do agree with many of the people that talked about the issues related to the road, but I also think specifically there needs to be accommodations to make sure RVs can pull off the road if this is approved. And they're not stalled out on the road so they can get on and off the road without obstructing traffic. I think that's a significant issue that's out there. And then I think thirdly, just highlight what protections are going to exist for offset landowners if this development goes in, as it relates to noise, as it relates to trespassing and things like that. And then finally, I would just say I'm concerned about what's next beyond phase two. What's the limit of this densely developed area for an area that's really undeveloped, and one of the reasons why me and my wife personally chose to move out here. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Good evening.
Hello, gentlemen. Mike Button. I'm at 2657 Sunset Inn, Sycamore Creek, at the end of the cul-de-sac. And first of all, I want to thank you all for your time, for your service. I guess we've done this before a few years ago, but just want to, I mean, my main concern, obviously entrepreneur, I'm an entrepreneur. I appreciate what they're doing. The road is the biggest concern with RVs. We've been living out there now, for a while. And, you know, when I'm pulling a trailer even and going down that road, it gets hairy on some of the curves. Going out onto T Highway, either going out or coming in, is terrifying. If you're going out onto T Highway, you actually have to pull out into, with the trailer, you have to pull out into oncoming traffic to be able to get that, to make that corner. So that gets a little scary. I do want to apologize to my neighbors that are here for the traffic bring in. A couple things I wanted to mention on that, though, the good thing with the events that we have is it's usually one way, like either everyone's coming to the wedding or they're leaving the wedding. So there's not usually traffic going both ways. We've tried to do our part as good neighbors to try to get people as they're leaving our property. We've put up a couple signs to try to get people to respect our neighbors with, you know, slowing down. You know, one of the signs we have says drive like your kids live on the street. So we're trying to do our part when they leave. We can't control them when they're coming, which I know, Dennis said that they're, and I have no idea what they're doing coming in, but we're trying to do our part on that side. But again, my point is just the road, you know, and we all know that. And I know they were working on expanding the road from Ladybug down to us, and that's been done. And actually you can pass cars there now where you couldn't before. But there's some of the curves, I guess that's the other thing, is just going around some of those curves. Or if you have an RV coming, if you have RVs passing on some of those curves, it's not going to be pretty. So anyway, but I appreciate what they're doing, but I just, that's my concern is the road, and that's all I have to say. Thank you all for your time.
Thank you. Is that everyone? Did you sign up?
I'm not signed up, but I said something.
I don't, there's just too many people here for me to allow that to happen. There's a process to go through.
I just want to speak on that road again because I work for Road Bridge.
Yeah.
If he wants to sign up, that's up to you guys.
We're okay with that.
I guess that'd be fine if you sign up with Presley.
Like I said, I work for Road and Bridge. Okay, I'm working for Road and Bridge. I worked for Randy Hayes.
You did.
For many, many years.
Daryl, you want to give me the name and address?
Daryl Moore.
Yeah,
the address is 1906 Sunset Inn. The road right-of-way is 40 foot from T Highway to Ladybug. Widening the road would mean you're going to have to go about 50 foot. Who's going to give up the land for that? It's a residential road. The best thing to do is enforce a speed limit. It's going to cost the county a considerable amount to widen the road from there down. And Randy can testify to that. That's all I wanted to say about it.
Okay. Thank you. You ready to come back up? Did you jot any notes to respond back to questions?
I would be happy. I think one of the big things, we followed these individuals in here this afternoon, and they were doing 45. And so I think that's where 42. You start. 42, 45. And the speed limit is 25. Speed limit is 25 on that entire road. I've been driving 25. I mean, I'm guilty as doing 40 until I got really serious about this project. And whenever I slow down to 25, I have a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old, and I just passed a semi-truck going out to the buttons just yesterday. Fine. Completely fine. So as long as you're doing the speed limit, absolutely, 110%. I feel comfortable on that road as a young mom. The other thing is two entrances. So like I had mentioned, that was one of the questions there. So RV entrance down at the bottom there, and then the glamping site up at the top. And so that was something else that I wanted to address. with that regarding traffic, again, the RV sites, they will be pulling off of the road, and then they will, you know, be able to...
Be staging along that.
Staging, yeah. So we'll get them off there. Again, this project...